Our gospel reading today is what's referred to as the Beatitudes, nine statements given by our Lord at the outset of his first public sermon. But what are the Beatitudes? Well, they're not platitudes, and they're not mere aspirational goals that we should strive for. They're statements, promises, if you will, by our Lord of what will be. The Beatitudes provide us with a set of virtues, along with a promise that those who exemplify those virtues will become a member of the kingdom that Jesus was ushering in. They're, in large part, a set of requirements for those who would be members of the kingdom of heaven. As Father Donahue mentioned last week, the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, the BLA, is coming up. And the theme of this year's BLA is, In Christ We Are One. Well, just as the Beatitudes are not a set of mere platitudes, In Christ We Are One, it's not just a slogan. It's a statement of truth as to who we are as members of the body of Christ. Those who've been baptized are all members of the one body of Christ. When our Lord appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus, he asked, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He didn't ask, why do you persecute my followers? Because when Saul was persecuting Christians, he was persecuting Christ. Why or how? Well, as Saul, St. Paul, says in his letter to the Ephesians, Christ is head of the church, which is his body. It's a recurrent theme throughout St. Paul's letters that the church and all her members constitute the one body of Christ, of which Christ himself is the head. So what does that mean for us today, here in the Diocese of Arlington? Well, although we worship in many different parishes scattered throughout the diocese, we are one diocesan family. All of us, each of us, is part of the one body of Christ. And we're united, hopefully, in the mission to bring the hope of Christ to everyone. And the BLA gives us an opportunity, a way to live out that unity in concrete ways by supporting ministries that no one parish could do on its own, reaching out to people who are in need or in crisis, helping to form our future priests, bringing the gospel to those who really need it. The BLA impacts real lives and provides real hope. Through the BLA, your generosity forms 40 seminarians preparing for priestly service in parishes like ours, provides counseling and emergency assistance to families in crisis through Catholic Charities, supports youth ministry programs bringing young people to Christ, trains religious education teachers who pass on the faith to our children, offers hope to mothers facing difficult pregnancies through the Gabriel Project, brings healing to those wounded by divorce, abortion, or other kind of loss. And these aren't just distant programs. They serve our neighbors, perhaps even some of the people who are sitting in church here tonight. And let me tell you, your participation matters. Last year, 387 St. Philip's families participated and contributed a total of $183,656. And this represented a 26.8% participation rate, among registered households. Next weekend is going to be commitment weekend. And we're asking every family in the parish to participate. We're shooting for 100% participation. Our parish goal is $178,000. And we need everyone's help to reach it. We recognize that, you know, situations differ. Some are going to be able to give generously. Others are facing financial difficulties. But what matters is that we all participate as one parish family. Make your gift manageable in light of what your financial situation is, even if it's just $5 or $10. Every gift counts, and every family matters. And consider making a monthly recurring gift to the BLA. Just like you support the parish in the weekly offering, by making a recurring monthly gift of whatever you can manage, maybe it's $25 a month, maybe it's $50 a month, whatever you can manage, you can actually increase your level of commitment because it's being spread out over the course of the year. And we have a special opportunity this year. Generous donors have pledged a matching gift of $300,000. So if this is your first time giving to the BLA, your entire gift, your entire commitment is going to be matched dollar for dollar. If you've given before, then any increase in the level of your gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar. The BLA, in addition, also it gives us an opportunity to reflect on what I think is a profound truth. And that's this: everything that we have, our health, our families, our talents, our financial resources, and even our lives, are gifts from God. God is the owner of these gifts. We are just stewards. Jesus says, "Blessed are the clean of heart." To be clean of heart means to serve the Lord unselfishly. It means to hold everything we have, everything we are, in open hands before God, holding nothing back. Not ourselves, not our possessions. And that means, in turn, that we have to live our lives and use our possessions in accordance with God's will rather than our will. Now, this isn't to say that we can't and shouldn't enjoy the fruits of our labors within reason. But we have to remember that everything we have ultimately belongs to God anyway. And so we have to be as generous with it as we can be. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Part of being poor in spirit is having a moral solidarity with those who are materially poor, with those who are in need. Because rich and poor alike, all of us, we are all mere beggars before God. Giving to the BLA is a way of being clean of heart and pure of spirit. Remember the parable of the talents, right? Each of us is called to grow God's gifts. And then we're supposed to give a portion of them back for work in his church. Not out of obligation, but out of gratitude and out of love for God and love for our neighbor. Let your gift to the BLA be an outward sign of your charity and your compassion for others. Let it be your response to Jesus' call to serve those who are most in need, the least of us. Remember the parable of the sheep and the goats. As you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. I want to take a minute to highlight something that's close to my heart, which is seminarian and diaconate formation. We're blessed right now to have 40 seminarians who are in formation to become priests in our diocese. These men have answered God's call, and they are basically using their lives to serve you, your children, and your grandchildren. Now, the BLA provides for their education, their support, their formation, room and board, even their health care. We need your support of the BLA to prepare the future generation of priests who can celebrate Mass, hear confessions, anoint the sick, and help to shepherd us to heaven. And the BLA, it also helps pay for the formation of permanent deacons. So were it not for your generosity in years past, I would not be standing here before you tonight. And the same goes for Deacon Kong. And I'd like to give you an idea of what that generosity has purchased. I help celebrate Mass. I assist at Mass 3 times a week, including on Sunday. I administer and help to teach the English-speaking OCIA class. I coordinate and participate in our Saturday visits to the Brightview Assisted Living Facility, where we bring communion to them and pray the rosary with them. And then I visit them again on Sundays after the 8 a.m. Mass. I lead evening prayer before each of our Eat, Drink, and Be Catholic functions. I do Eucharistic benediction on Friday nights when the priests are not available. I help lead the Stations of the Cross on Friday nights during Lent. And whatever else Father Donahue tells me to do. Deacon Kong, he helps to celebrate Mass. He assists at Mass several times a week, including Sundays, and twice on Saturday. He takes care of bringing the Eucharist to the homebound. He leads morning prayer every Saturday morning. He does Eucharistic exposition every Friday afternoon. He helps with all the changes and decorations in the church every time we change liturgical seasons. And do you like those beautiful nativity scenes that we have every Christmas? We can thank Deacon Kong and his wife Antoinette for those. And those are just the things that Deacon Kong's that I know about. So, we're asking you to do 2 things in the coming week. First, pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you how God is asking you to participate in the BLA. And second, prepare your hearts for next week. As I said, next week is commitment week. We'll have envelopes, and Father Donahue will lead us through the giving process. So next weekend, let's come together as a parish family to support our diocesan church. And in case you don't want to wait, you can make a gift right now online by going to arlingtondiocese.org/BLA. St. Paul tells us that we have to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Giving of your resources to the BLA is one way of doing that. And remember, in Christ, we are one.